Finds a Way, a pop culture biology podcast where we nerd out about biology facts and fiction in our favorite movies, books, and TV shows.
I'm Lindsay and she's Sarah, and we are marine biologists in recovery, and today we're starting our very special holiday season spectacular on the science of Santa Claus.
Yay!
Yay!
So we couldn't narrow down what Christmassy themed movies we wanted to do, but also realized that there's not a huge amount of biology in each and every Christmas movie.
No.
So today we have watched
All of the Other Reindeer
and Elf.
Hooray!
Yay, so two of our faves.
Mm-hmm. We're focusing on North Pole creatures
and
characters. And next episode we'll be focusing on the big guy.
Yeah, a little more about the big guy next time. And then we might throw in another episode as well.
Yes.
Because it's only the middle of November.
And yes, and we are well into the Christmas spirit. If we could do biology podcasts about Hallmark Christmas movies, we would have many more episodes.
Many more episodes. Yeah. Awesome. So, All of the Other Reindeer came out in 1999.
Yes, and it's Matt Groening.
Matt Groening. It stars Drew Barrymore as Olive,
who is a dog,
and who is full of Christmas spirit. And then when one of the reindeer,
Blitzen,
gets injured or sick,
injured.
Santa, everybody's worried that Santa's going to not be able to deliver his presents, and they're going to cancel Christmas and all this stuff. And Santa announces on the radio that maybe all of the other reindeer will pitch in to help. So Olive the dog decides that she is Olive the Other Reindeer and goes on an adventure to the North Pole to become one of the creatures pulling Santa's sleigh. It's freaking delightful and adorable and so 90s.
And so random.
So 90s.
So random. Like, we were watching it and we were like, this is so 90s. And then we were looking at the credits and the main big song was sung by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and we're like, oh my god.
Yeah, and then also Michael Stipe performs a song and plays one of the reindeer.
You could not get more 90s than this.
And then Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And Matt Groening, The Simpsons, and like lots of Simpsons-y people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they got like somebody from Drew Carey Show, and somebody from
so many 90s shows.
Yeah.
But it's really, really delightful. It's really cute. In the trivia, it talks about, so like all of the other reindeer is obviously like,
oh,
not what he's saying, but then there's two other characters that are kind of named in the same way.
Yes, Richard Stans.
Richard Stans from
Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance. And then there's another one too that's a more minor character that I'm just looking up. Oh, Round John Virgin from Silent Night. Round Yon Virgin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I like that they sort of pulled all that into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, other than the fact that
dogs and penguins can talk.
Yeah, dogs and penguins can talk. And then, you know, if we take for granted or take as a fact that reindeer can fly.
Yeah.
It's actually not bad.
No.
Because there is a penguin in a Christmas movie, but it's a penguin that escaped or was fired from the zoo.
Yes, and it doesn't, and he wants to go to the North Pole to cool down.
Yes.
And to work. It does not say anything about him going back to where he belongs or anything like that.
At all.
We're just going to stop you right here, gentle listeners. If you think penguins belong in the Arctic, go to the internet.
Yes.
And do some reading, and then come back.
Yes.
Coca-Cola penguins lied to you.
Yes. Penguins live exclusively in the Southern Hemisphere. The closest is perhaps the Galapagos penguin that lives, like, on the equator.
Yes. So every once in a while it might swim into the Northern Hemisphere.
But, like, just barely.
Yeah.
Yes. Penguins are Southern Hemisphere species.
Yeah. Polar bears are Northern Hemisphere.
And then in the Northern Hemisphere, we do have black and white birds with beaks, but they can fly. They are puffins.
Yes.
We will get to those. Don't worry.
So, yes, the penguin is fine, and there's not really any other, like, there's zoo animals, but there's not any other animals.
There's a pet flea. The dog, Olive, has a pet flea because she's not a very good dog.
Which is adorable.
So adorable.
But yes, in the Arctic part.
There's no other animals. There's just reindeer and elves.
Mm-hmm.
And people.
Yeah.
And Santa.
Yeah. And there's not really anything that goes into, like, the reindeer fly the sleigh and Olive is able to fly because Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's really all. Like, it doesn't really go into the science of
how reindeer fly.
Reindeer fly, yeah. Or toy making or Santa really at all. He makes some crazy travel plans.
Yes, oh man. He goes from London to Sydney to Rome to Tokyo to Paris.
And then back to generic
And then America. Back to America. I'm like, first of all, that's not how the world rotates.
Nope.
Second of all,
like, why?
Logic.
Do you and know then, how close London and Paris are?
And Rome is also not that far. And then, like, the very last house that they deliver to is, like, ZZYZ, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I'm like, so I think they delivered alphabetically.
Which just sounds like a
logistical horrible challenge.
Plan. Like, what about apartment buildings?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's not. And also, when does Madonna and Cher, when do they get their gifts? They don't have those names.
Yeah. Well, they legally do. But...
anyway.
I don't know. But yeah, it's like not a good example of the traveling salesman problem, which is, I mean, like, I'm a software developer, programmer, and like I've had that on programming interviews, like, basically, how do you figure out the best way to be a traveling salesman? And you have to go like A, B, C, D, E, and like, alphabetical is not usually one that's brought up.
No. There's lots of different ways. And, like, the thing about that is that it was a montage.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no reason that they did it in that order. Like, they were doing cliche trope things that you can recognize. Like, Santa landed on the opera house, which is a dumb place for Santa Claus to go. There's no one living in the opera house in Sydney.
Well, there's homeless people nearby. But
yeah. So...
yeah.
And, like, there's no reason that they couldn't have done
they
that
They
couldn't
first. Have done it in a more logical order.
Yeah.
Yes. And also they should have started with Sydney and then Tokyo.
Yeah.
And then Rome and then Paris and then London in terms of, like, following the nighttime.
Time, so. Yeah.
Also it was daytime sometimes when they were landing.
Yeah. True. Also. Yeah. But dogs but can also, talk and
Santa
fly.
Was on the news.
Yeah.
So it's not
yeah,
like
that was
the
whole
secret.
Other thing is that there were reporters in the North Pole
mm-hmm.
talking to Santa. He was giving a press conference. So he was like...
a member of society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just an interesting thing. But the one thing that we did love was that the North Pole, like, the buildings had a menorah on them.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so random.
One of the Christmas decorations on the North Pole, like Santa's house, was a big menorah.
So that was pretty awesome.
There was, like, tons of little Easter eggy, like, all the signs in the town and,
Which
is like in the bar in the North Pole were so funny.
Yeah, and when she's trapped in the mailman, the postman's truck, and she finds a package addressed to her from Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, Deus Ex Machina. Yeah.
So,
yeah. And apparently in the bus depot where, because obviously from anywhere town in America, you can just take the bus to the North Pole.
Of course.
So, but all the other bus destinations were other, like, religious towns, like, Bethlehem and Mecca. Just clever.
That is pretty
lots awesome. Of cute ones. So, Lynn, do you want to talk a bit about reindeer?
Yeah, so, I don't know how many people know this, but obviously reindeer are a large part of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And reindeer are actually caribou. Reindeer is a European common name, and caribou is the North American common name. I did not look up how many species there were, because there are a lot of caribou. They are a species of deer, so they're not named incorrectly like other animals. They're just named caribou in North America. But there are three species that live in the range that would cover the North Pole. The porcupine caribou, the barren ground caribou, or the Peary caribou. I think Peary is an explorer, not the fruit.
Oh, like P-E-R-R-Y?
P-E-A-R-Y.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I assume an explorer.
Yeah.
Caribou are super endangered in Canada, and also I think in all places, at least some species are, mainly due to habitat loss.
Yeah, and climate change.
So, they're one of the only species, actually, I think they're the only species of cervids, which are deer, that both sexes grow antlers. The antlers are different sizes, and they look different, and all sorts of sexual dimorphism.
Yeah, like the male ones are bigger.
Male ones are bigger,
and, like, wider.
Yeah. The males lose their antlers after they rut, so late autumn, early winter. They get them in the spring. Females lose them after they calve. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a traditional reindeer that has antlers, it is a female who is pregnant. Mm. So it's badass.
Yeah, badass reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh. They're like overdue.
Yeah. Also, once males lose their antlers, females with antlers become the highest in that hierarchy. Mm. So it's very, and they're also the healthiest. Females without antlers are not very healthy. Mm. Probably not just because they've lost calves.
Yeah.
So they're badass, but they're also they're healthy.
Yeah, they're fittest.
They're the fittest, so they should be the ones who pull the sleigh. Yeah. But all of those reindeer, Prancer and Vixen and Donner and Blitzer and Rudolph and everybody are girls.
All girls.
All lady reindeer.
Which I like.
Me too. I like that too.
Whereas in Olive, they all had male voices. Doesn't mean that they aren't female.
Exactly.
They just have deep voices.
Who knows what reindeer actually sound like. But
goodness knows.
Anyway, that's what, like, one of our fun claim to fames, especially for people and Canadian people who love Christmas, like somebody mm-hmm. we know, mm-hmm. Is that Santa Claus is Canadian.
Yes.
The North Pole is in Canada.
Yes.
So reindeer are technically caribou.
Yes. Well, and it's fun because the way that Canadian postal codes work, it's like letter, number, letter, number, letter, number. And so you can spell ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
In Canadian postal code, which obviously is the postal code of Santa Claus. Like,
what else would it be?
So, yeah, when you write a letter to Santa, it's like, Santa, North Pole, Canada,
H-O-H-O-H-O.
Yeah.
So that's really adorable.
Which I love.
Me too.
I love. Okay, I wonder if our Canadian postal services are on rotating strike right now. I wonder if they're still going to write back. They help respond to Santa's letters. Yeah.
No, I haven't heard anything more. I'm getting mail.
Yeah, it's just slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, tangent.
Yes, to Elf.
To Elf.
Which came out in 2003, is a Jon Favreau film. Mm. Jon Favreau, the director and actor, not the politician.
Not the speechwriter, yeah.
You may know him from Iron Man and also Pete from
and Friends. Yeah, I was like, no, you're going to say Friends, right?
Of course I am. I'm like, I knew there's something else I'm not thinking of. But, yes.
But yeah. Also, and he's also in this movie.
A lot of other movies. But, yes, Iron Man and Friends.
Iron Man and Friends. And Elf.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he plays the Doctor and something else in this movie, too.
I think he's a voice.
Maybe. Oh, the Narwhal. That's the Narwhal, yeah. Yeah. And it obviously stars Will Ferrell. And also, the same Santa in both movies.
Yes, Ed Asner is a Santa Claus in both movies, which is awesome and super random.
So random.
And lots of other people in this movie. It's very, actually got a lot of stars in it. For what it was, mm-hmm. like obviously now it's 15 years old. We think of it as like this huge movie that's incredibly successful, but I'm sure that it wasn't.
It was a pretty big deal when it came out.
Was it? I don't remember. But
like it obviously had a pretty big budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently they offered Will Ferrell like a ridiculous amount of money to do
a sequel,
Elf 2, and he turned it down. And I was like, oh, I love you. Because it would be bad.
Yes. Also, one of my favorite facts, it's more obvious than this, especially if you've watched any like College Humor videos, but that's Will Ferrell's real hair. Mm-hmm. And it's also his real hair in Zoolander. Mm-hmm. It's just dyed.
Yeah, he's got some special hair.
Yep. But also very nice legs.
Mm-hmm. I know. He runs around most of the movie in these yellow tights, and you're like, oh, wow, yeah. Good job, Will Ferrell.
I'm sure he didn't skip leg day.
Nope.
Anyway, so Elf is set up. They've got some pretty good firm rules that they stick to from a Science of Santa Claus
setup. Yeah, totally.
At the beginning, Bob Newhart explains the rules. There are three jobs for elves: making shoes for the copper while he sleeps, making cookies in a tree, which always seems like a bad idea.
I know.
and then North Pole.
North Pole elves. Yeah.
There is a mention at some point about a South Pole elf when Peter Dinklage is being mean.
Cranky.
But that's fair because Peter Dinklage is awesome all the time.
Yeah, I know. I totally had forgotten that he was in this. I think probably because most of the times that I've watched this was before I really knew who he was, other than just the guy that they got to be an elf.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe there are South Pole elves. Obviously, Peter Dinklage is not an elf.
No.
But
I don't know what the South Pole elves would do, but
I don't know.
Anyway, And so there are lots of different jobs for elves. Yes. Papa Elf, who doesn't seem to have another name.
No.
Fixes and runs maintenance, does maintenance on the sleigh.
He's a tinkerer.
Yeah. And he lives for a really long time. He didn't become Master Tinker until he was 490, mm-hmm. so these elves live for a really long time. They only need to sleep for like 45 minutes a day.
Yeah.
They work super fast.
It seemed that, I mean, maybe part of this was just the casting and like getting Will Ferrell, but like Will Ferrell was Will Ferrell aged in a classroom full of like looked like 12-year-old kids mm-hmm. playing the elves.
Yeah, like he did go through stages of growing.
Yes, but so, like yeah. it was, he was, you know, 20 or 30 when everybody else was still, mm-hmm. you know, prepubescent kind of looking.
Yeah, yeah. And then in the workshop, they were a variety of ages, but mm-hmm. probably also around 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a thought that was about... Oh, yeah. And then they're four main food groups.
Oh, yeah. They're four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
Elves, we also learned, so they're small, obviously. They like dogs. They throw and make snowballs very quickly, mm-hmm. and they don't need very much sleep.
Yes.
And they put syrup on everything.
And they make toys really fast.
Yes, yeah. Because
they love to work.
They're really hard workers.
Which is, like, that kind of stuff is... pretty much an elf trope for all North Pole movies.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. We'll find out more next time when mm-hmm. we look at another makings of North Pole workshops.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah.
So when Buddy's leaving the North Pole, he runs into an assortment of animal friends. He passes by a puffin and a walrus and a polar bear, all of which is, I mean, none of them would be found cohabitating and being buddies together, because the polar bear would eat the walrus.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the puffin walruses probably could eat a puffin, but I don't think they would. The puffin would just leave.
Yeah. Also, they were all the same size.
Yeah. Moderately problematic.
Yes. And they talk, but you know.
Yeah. Whatever. Blah blah blah. And then there was a narwhal, which was appropriately sized in proportion to the puffin.
Yes. True.
But not to the others.
Polar bears or polar bear or walrus.
Yes,
but
the narwhal was adorable.
Yes. His eyes were, and mouth were in a weird spot, but I don't whatever. Care. He was so cute.
So cute. Hope you found your dad, buddy.
And then, of course, there was the snowman.
Oh, yes.
Who's there. A random piece of trivia that most people will know is that the design of the North Pole and the costumes mm-hmm. and everything, including the snowman, was based off of the claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And Frosty the Snowman.
And Frosty the Snowman, which is why they... all look like they do, and why the snow is super fake, like, obviously.
Yeah,
fake,
like, the snowflakes are, like, the paper snowflakes that fall from the sky.
And all of that stuff, and one of the reasons why we watched all of was that, so we could talk about reindeer, but not watch that.
Yeah, because, I mean, good on you if you like those movies, but...
Yeah.
Ugh, they're rough. All of is much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Anyway, in Elf, Santa Claus is... Santa Claus is pretty chill.
Yeah, he seems to be human-sized mm-hmm. rather than elf-sized.
Yeah, which varies all the time in...
Yeah, like, I mean, the claymation ones, Santa is, like, wee mm-hmm. in, like, the books and stuff of The Night Before Christmas. He's tiny.
Yeah.
But then, like, Miracle on 34th Street, all that kind of stuff, he's like, normal, full-size human. So, yeah, just super varies how he's depicted. Yeah, I mean, I love so much of this movie.
Yeah.
So much of this
movie.
It's
so good.
But I really, really, really appreciate all the North Pole stuff because I think it's so clever.
Yeah.
To sort of like, well, the North Pole looks like how we imagine the North Pole to look like. And culturally, a lot of people imagine the North Pole to look like those claymation movies that they grew up with. Like, mm-hmm. I just love that sort of inception
totally.
Of it. And then, you know, and then I guess the other part we can talk about in Elf is how Santa's sleigh flies.
Mm-hmm.
So in Olive, just some reindeer can fly, and the reindeer that can fly are allowed to pull Santa's sleigh. Like, that's just...
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
It's not really, it doesn't really seem to be much in the way of magic or spirit or anything. It's just like some reindeer can fly.
Yeah.
Whereas in Elf, it is a originally Santa's sleigh was powered by the Christmas spirit. But then as the modern world developed and blah, 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 then Papa Elf had to develop a booster engine for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Christmas spirit got there in the end. And all they really needed was Nicole.
Yeah.
To fly that sleigh.
Uh-huh. I know. Nicole could power the whole sleigh all yeah. by herself.
Mm-hmm.
All by herself. But also singing loud and clear for all to hear.
Yes. It's a great way to spread Christmas cheer.
It is. It is. It is. Good times.
Yeah, so that's really all that we have, I guess. Generic Santa Claus tropes? I don't know.
Yeah. I think we'll have more Santa Clausy stuff in some movies that focus more on Santa
Claus. Yeah, because these ones weren't focused on Santa. No. But yeah, I guess otherwise tropes, I'm trying to think of like other stuff with elves, like some of the movies we're going to watch in the future, there are elves.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny
how different these elves are than the Tolkien elves.
Yeah, totally.
Like, Tolkien elves are, like, tall and skinny and very, like, ethereal, whereas these elves are, like, small and...
Yeah, and then, like, especially, I think probably in modern times, they're more, they're young, they're small, but they're young.
Mm.
And then, but, like, in older stuff, probably, I don't know about Claymation Rudolph, because I haven't watched it in a long time, but I think they're old. Like, they have beards?
Yeah, they all have beards, I think.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of them... Yeah. A lot of the books, elves that are old and have beards, are just small.
Yeah, they're just wee.
So they're basically dwarfs.
But they're not usually big.
They're not fat.
Those are gnomes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I liked when they had the gnomes, but they were too drunk and they were very much... my granny growing up had this book and we all have like a ton of Christmas decorations from this book. And it's like this really like sort of coffee table book all about like gnomes and where they live and... So it's like the gnome that's in that, they look just like that.
Mm-hmm. So and cute. Yeah, and those kind of like that, but that token, the gnome in Elf, looked a lot like the elves, what you think elves look like in Claymation and like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like it's hard because it's like you try to think of movies, but it's also books and just like generic Christmas decorations and Christmas trees. It just elves were old and had pointy hats.
Yeah, and pointy shoes.
Yeah.
And pointy shoes. And then for a little bit, there's a troll, too.
Yeah. But he wasn't potty trained.
He was not potty trained.
Today.
He did have a giant diaper.
Yeah, and reindeer are reindeer.
Yeah.
They don't really change, except for Rudolph, which is depends on what movie you're in.
Exactly. And, like, in Elf, the reindeer aren't...
They're not
they don't
a character.
Talk. They're not characters. They're just there.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense because it's a movie about elves. I feel like it's hard to have one about both.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But we were just saying it right now. We are not doing Prancer.
No.
Because we like Christmas movies that are happy.
Yeah. And don't fill us with all the crying.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that movie a bunch. I used to watch it a lot as a kid.
Me too, because my mom would make me.
No, I used to love watching it. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
And then I remember I watched it. I think when my parents were selling their house and they were like, here's all the VHS tapes that we have. Do you want any of them? And I was like, oh, Prancer. And then I watched it and then I got rid of it. Because it's too sad.
I don't even know how it ends.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't get all the way through it this last time because it was too sad. Too sad. But yeah. The one thing I do like in Prancer is that how they fly by eating like magic hay.
Yeah.
So fun. Well, if you have any favorite Christmas movies that you think would fit in with this podcast, feel free to reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Nature Finds a Pod. Or you can subscribe to our podcast for the rest of our fantastical Christmas series coming soon.
Uh-huh.
Search for Nature Finds a Podcast. Or we have a website, naturefindsapodcast.com.
And... Merry middle of November, one and all.
One and all.
The Christmas spirit is here because why not?
Why not? P.S. We had a fire on in my fireplace.
Yes, and it was
for
great.
Most of this episode, and it was delightful.
And Christmas is the best, and I'm just really happy.
Yay, yay, yay. Yay.